And last year we began to look at the sugya in Bavmatiya Daf Kuf. The specific context is a suffix in Kinyanim. I'll tell you, opened last week just with a little bit of an introduction to some of the concepts of Kinyanim, to Maisa Kinyan and Das Kinyan. The fact there are different Maisa Kinyan for different categories of items. The Talpim and Karka are different. And so particularly when you're dealing with metalkalim, such as a para, a pregnant cow in this case, most kinyanim, typically, kinyanim and metalkalim are direct and hands-on. Mashicha, hagbah, yad, chatzer. Chatzer is not always hands-on. The Mishnah gives an example of machlet, para b'chamar, where your Reuven is being kona chamar b'mashicha, thereby Shimon is kona the para with chalipin. And that was a scenario that allowed for Shimon to be kona a para which he does not see. The para is it's a remote kinyan. Almost 2,000 years before Zoom, they were doing remote work. This is the Mishnah of remote kinyanim. Shimon is kona a para via chalipin. So that means Reuven and Shimon are not next to the para, which is why you can have a scenario that Shimon was kona the para, and it's not clear to us whether the para was still muberes b'shas kinyan or not. It only gave birth afterwards, and therefore the vlad is included in the kinyan, and Shimon took possession of it. Or no, it gave birth beforehand, and Reuven the mocher maintains ownership of the vlad because the vlad had already been born and was a separate, fully separate entity, was not included in the conveyance in the king. So that was the context. And you remember the Gemara had asked the question of why does the Mishnah say that the din is a suffix on the Uba, the din is Yachloku, a top of Yachloku? Rule number one is, right, Mukhsik, follow Mukhsik, Hamotzi Mechaber Alvaraya. So the Gemara's answer to that is,
somehow wandered away.
Right, now there is no Mukhsik, it's a mez, Vagam, it's a public space. It's in a public space, there's no mukhsik. Then the Gemara says, but vaiter, even if it's in a public space, what should the din have been? Marakama. We know who the Marakama is. Clearly the mocher is a Marakama, because he owns it until Shas Kinyan. We don't know if he still owns it or not. So you should follow Marakama, to which the Gemara answers, Sumchus, Hamani Sumchus, Sumchus said, Mama Mutuba Safi Kholkin. So we show him several ha'aris on the sugya. The first ha'ar that Tosas raises in Dir Masal Hamani Sumchus, and many other Rishonim debate this ha'ar as well. They call Rabbeinu Shmuel, who noticed the missing word. What word is missing? Ella. Garshon said, Ella Hamani Sumchusi. That would have implied, if it would have said Ella, that would imply. Right, we don't need anything. And that would imply that we're rejecting the first teretz. First teretz, to understand the Mishnah Mez Ba'agam. It's not going to help you. It's going to get rid of Mufsik. You still deal with Markam. Forget about it all. It doesn't matter where it is. It can even be in the guy's backyard. Sumcha says Yachloku. That would have been the implication. The Gemara would have said, Elohamani Sumcha. The rejection of the first Tarot, the Ukim Tepshat, Mez Ba'agam. Tos quotes Meir Shmuel said, but the Gemara didn't say Ella, and that implies that we are not rejecting Mez Ba'agam, meaning you need both. Even saying it's sumchus only works if it's omezas ba'agam, which as we saw last time, as you think what is cheshbin out, what that means that according to Tosas, even sumchus holds of hamotzi mechavero of haraya. Even sumchus agrees that if it's not omezas ba'agam, then of course the mukhsa gets it. So now, as I mentioned last time, not all the Rishonim on the sugya agree. Look in the Ritva, look in the number of the Chachmei Sfarad, some say no. Some Taka had the Girsa Ella. And other ones say, it doesn't say Ella, but it doesn't matter. Look, there are other places in Shas where it doesn't say Ella, but clearly it's implied. Usually Ella makes it clearer. Who says it has to be a rule? Who says it's an ironclad rule if it doesn't say Ella? But Bali Tosus assumed there was, certainly Rebbe Shmuel assumed there was an ironclad rule. So Tosus, in any case, works as the assumption that even Sumchus agrees that the top of the, in terms of the hierarchy, of rules for dealing with the Safek Mamon. According to Tosfos, Sumchus agrees that rule number one is Amotzi Mechadero al Haray. The question is, Machlokas is not what's rule number one. Again, there are other Rishonim who would debate that point. According to Tosfos, the Tanama aren't debating rule number one. Rule number one is Amotzi Mechadero al Haray. The question was rule number two. Chachamim say, in the lack, in the absence of a present Mufzuk, Chachamim say rule number two is Marakama. And Sumchus says, no, in the absence of present Mufzuk, rule number two is Yachok. Yeah. So that's the Machlokas. So it gets you thinking about a couple of things. We left over with a couple of questions. Number one, an interesting sort of practical question is, well, what's rule number three? Now, for Simchas, that's an irrelevant question, l'chora. Seems like it's right, because if there's a Muchzuk, so the Muchzuk wins. If not, Yachloku. So Yachloku, just Yachloku. That's, we're done. It doesn't have to be. There's no third possibility in the flowchart, at least for now. We're going to be digging more into Simchas. But for now, it seems like for Simchas, if there's a Muchzuk, Muchzuk wins. If not, Yachloku, end of story. But for Chachamim, well, if there's a Muchzuk, Muchzuk wins. If there's no Muchzuk, then what's rule number two? Marakama wins. Now, it is possible there's no Marakama either. Maybe we don't know who ever owned it. Here's an asset, here's an item, and two people are arguing over it, and no one's really muchzik, it's in public space, and no one can prove that he used to own it. Maybe it used to belong to a third person, and we don't know who he sold it to, or something else. So there's no, it's conceivable, and we're assuming to get to the Baba Basra, Lama Dalet, Lamed Hey, about a series of cases where there's no muchzik and no marakama. So that's an interesting question. What would the Chachamim say? Again, for Simchas, it sounds like it's not much of a question. Sounds like Muchzuk or else Yachloku. Yachloku doesn't seem to depend on anything. Yes, that's the answer. The answer is Yachloku. Divided, 50-50, done. According to Chachamim, what we're looking for Muchzuk. If there's no Muchzuk, then we're looking for Marakama. And how about if there's no Marakama either? So then what happens? It's a legitimate question. So that's one question that we left off with last time. A practical question. The way the Gemara is constructing the hierarchy, and even the way Tosis understands Simchas, Simchas is smooth, but the Chacham have sort of like there's a missing link. There's a missing third box. Box number one is Muchzuk, box number two is Marakama, but there needs to be a box number three. None of the above. What if there's no Muchzuk and there's no Marakama? So then what should it be? A practical question. A fundamental question that you might ask, if you learn Bava Kam Mem Vav, then you learn Bava Metzia Dav Kuf, is where does any of this come from? Right? The most fundamental point that the Sugya and Bava Kam Mem Vav got us thinking about, it got us thinking about the scope of Mamot Mechav Arayim, Machogaz Rav and Shmuel, right? We spent time on Muchzuk versus Rav, Muchzuk versus Atainas Bari. But most fundamentally was there needs to be a source for Muchzuk. It doesn't just come out of thin air. It's not just because, like the rest of Halacha, it comes from somewhere. It comes from a Pasuk, comes from a Svar, it has to come from somewhere. So the Gemara spent time, and we spent a lot of time trying to figure out what's the Gemara saying, what else might the Gemara be saying, the Rashi and Gittin, the Daf Memches. But there's some Makar or another. It's a Svar, it's a Pasuk, it's a combination of the two for Amot Mechavar Varaya. But where do these other things come from? Yachloku. Let's put Yachloku aside for now. We will get to Simchas more when we get back, when we get to Bava Basra. But for now, let's focus on the Chachamim's Marakama. Where did that come from? We just sort of said it. The Gemara was very nonchalant about it. Right? The Gemara said, "Amerz ba'agam." Well, v'nuk b'echezkes Marakama. How could that be Pshat in the Mishnah? Why Yachloku? But shouldn't you follow Marakama? And the Gemara seems to think that's impregnable. The Gemara doesn't say, well, who said? The Gemara is very comfortable with that assumption. Oh, Marakama. Answer, well, Simchas doesn't hold of it. Where'd it come from? Where'd it come from? We might also ask, where did Simchas Yachloku come from? But for now, where does Marakama come from? It's just sort of a self-evident reality and untouchable. The kasha is very nonchalant, is very self, presents very self-evidently, and the teret, there's no teretz of, no, maybe you don't hold the chesed marakama. Sumchas, yes, but chachamim, who, where, what? Who said the We know that Simcha says Mamma to Basaf and Kolkin. We know Chama says Mamma to Mamma Raya. How does Chama hold the Marakama? So again, practically, what happens when there's no Marakama? Fundamentally, what is Marakama? So that brings us to the second, we just skip in Tosfos. I asked you in Seder to put aside, at least for now, certainly you can, Bechavrusa, if you want, to learn the Tosfos straight. The first kasha, the kasha that we skipped in Tosfos, is attacking that Rabbeinu Shmuel. The re-attack Rabbeinu Shmuel, is it really true? Is it really true that Sumchas accept Hamotzi Mechavei Alvaraya or not? Okay, sure. Now let's jump into the second Vim Tomar. Here in the fourth wide line, Kuf Amad Alf. Vim Tomar, Vamaykam Romani Sumchasi. That was the best you could answer. The only response to Cheskes Marakama was, oh, this Mishnah must be Sumchas. That's the best you can answer? Why not? Look, Matilik Rabbanon, why not say the Mishnah is fine, the Chachamim? Why do you have to say it's Sumchas? Say it's the Chachamim. And let me explain to you how it could be the Chachamim. So before we even get to the next line, what's the Shpar? What's driving this? It's as though Tosfos is really saying, we're not so comfortable saying it's Sumchas. Okay, you have no choice. You're going to have to say the Mishnah is Sumchas. But really, we'd rather not say the Mishnah is Sumchas. What's driving that? Why is it preferable? Yeah? But why would the Gemara rather? Tosfos is saying, you know, I could have given you a better answer. The Gemara's answer is, oh, Sumchas, there'll be a better answer. Kiv? So number one, because this goes back to Tosfos and Bava Kamma, Daf Mem Vav, who argues that we paskin, that based on the sugya there, we paskin like Chachamim against Sumchas. Even though, as we said, we have two Stamish, according to the Gemara, there are two Stamishnayas that reflect only Sumchas, Bava Kamma and Bava Tiyah Daf Kuv, both of which say Yachloku. In both cases, the Gemara said, oh, that Mishnah is Sumchas, the Chacham disagrees. So, and as we mentioned, there are a small miut of Rishonim who do Paskin like Sumchas. Again, one Stam Mishnah is already reason to Paskin a certain way. Two Stam Mishnayas, that's pretty significant. So the Rift perhaps holds that way. There may be a Rashbam, there may be a handful of Rishonim who hold of who paskin like Simcha at the moment of Musaf Yachloku, but again Tosfos and the Rov of Rishonim do not paskin that. Tosfos and the Rambam, but most Rishonim paskin like the Chacham. So that is, as Akiva said, one reason why we would rather not give this answer is because it would be more geschmack to say that the Stam Mishnah is not Simchas. If we don't paskin like Simchas, it's a little bit difficult. It's conceivable that Stam Mishnah not like the Halacha, but that's rare. Moreover, there's another reason why we would rather not say Tzumchas. There's one word in Tosfos that we read so far. It's not only that we don't pasen like Tzumchas. Even if you do pasen like Tzumchas, there's still a reason to want to give a different answer. Because what does Tosfos say? Amaykam ahamani Tzumchasi. Why do you have to say this is Tzumchas? Look ma'afilu k'rabbanan. We should have said it's even like the Rabbanan. In other words, what Tosfos is about to offer is not that it's only the Chachamim. What Tosfos is about to offer is it could be anybody. Sumchas or Chachamim, I don't care. We have a universal answer. In other words, regardless of who you're passing like, what, aside from the issue that Sumchas, we don't pass like Sumchas, why limit it unnecessarily? Why does the Gemara have to limit it? Even to a sheet that we do passing like, we would rather not limit them. It's a Stam Mishnah. Why not say it follows everybody? And again, as I keep saying, particularly if we don't pass like Sumchas, so then all the more so that's dachuk to say that the Stam Mishnah is following Sumchas. So that's the Shpar of Tosfos. That's what's driving Tosfos Kasha. It's not just, oh, here's one Teres, here's another Teres. No! The following answer that Tosfos is about to give, that the Gemara did not give, would have been superior. Because it would be la halacha, and it would be l'chol hadeis. What is that alternative? Teres? Less than lemez. Afilok Rabbana. Never mishes Rabbanan. Either Rabbana holds of Cheskes Marakama. How do we even know that? It's a good question. The Gemara is assuming that the Chacham holds of Cheskes Marakama. I said, why don't we apply Cheskes Marakama? No! We shouldn't have answered, well, the Mishnah is Sukkot. No, we should have explained. You're right, there is a principle of Cheskes Marakama, but it's irrelevant here. It's not, does not apply here. Why does it not apply? Why does Tosfos say Cheskes Marakama doesn't apply here? Why? What's his kasha? The Gemara could have said, because on the one hand, there's a cheskes marakama that tells me that the vlad belongs to whom? To the seller, right? But what's the logic? What's the seller's narrative? The seller claims it's his because the birth happened after the birth happened before the kinyan, right? They were saying that the baby was born before the kinyan, and therefore when the para transferred from Mocher to Lokeach, the Vlad was not included because the Vlad had already been born. Oh, but what does Chazaka de Meikara tell me? I know that at 9 o'clock in the morning, the para was still pregnant. And the Shaila is at 12:05, 3 hours and 5 minutes later, did the Kenyan, was it still pregnant or was it no longer pregnant? So if I know that at 9 o'clock in the morning is Muberes, so should I say Cheskes Muberes? Should I say Cheskes Muberes? Take a chazak acheres kenegda. The Cheskes Marakama argues, Cheskes Marakama militates in favor of the Mocher. But the Cheskes Muberes would imply that the baby was, that the Vlad was born later, and therefore who gets it? If the Vlad was born later, who owns it?
The buyer.
The buyer, because it was still Muberes at the time of the Kenyan. The Hashu the Alda. I know that it's not still pregnant because we came back at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and we see Mazel Tov gave birth. What Tosfos is pointing out, and this is the Hashtahu Diolda, that's a sugya at the beginning of Maseches Nida, I believe, that the classic type of Chazaka de Meikar that we saw in Chulun Daf Yud was 2 points in time. 2 points in time. Yesterday, here we go. Your classic Chazaka de Meikara is time one and time two. Yesterday, the mikveh was Male, and now the mikveh is Safek. I showed up to the mikveh today. Do I have to remeasure? What can I say? It was Male yesterday, I'll assume it's Male today. That's your classic Chazaka de Meikara. There is another type of Chazaka de Meikara, where you have a Chazaka de Meikara of, at one point in time it was Male. 2 days, on Sunday we measured it was Male. On Monday I went to the mikveh without measuring. And now today, well, today is Monday. Imagine today is Tuesday. I measure and it is Chaser. That's a more complex case. Now it's one way. 2 days ago it was the other way. What was the story in between? So that's the sugya. So I have a chazaka de meikara is saying, well, originally it was male, so assume it's still male. There's also what you could call a chazaka de hashta. Well, now it's chaser. So maybe I should assume that yesterday it was also chaser. And we assume that the chazaka de meikara controls. As we're still going to assume, even if we know there was a change, we're still, not only does chazaka de meikara tell me, don't assume change unless I have observed it, like here, where you have 2 points in time, maybe you have 3 points. I know that 2 days ago it was Male and today it's Chaser. I'm still going to assume, Chazak Nekar tells me, assume the change occurred as late as possible. So that's what Tosis is saying here. I know that 9 o'clock in the morning, the farm was Muberes. And now we come back to the farm at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and the para had a baby. In between was the Shas Kenyan. So I should say, Chazaka de Meikara would tell me if it was Muberes at 9 o'clock in the morning, then I should assume at 12:05 it was still Muberes. Vahashtu the elder. Now I see it gave birth, but I should assume that happened as recently as possible. That's the significance of those last phrase in the Kasha. Hashtu the elder is a reference, the subtle reference that Suga begin Masechas Nida. And even though this isn't your simple Chazaka de Meikara, this is a second observation, but still, we should assume that the change happened as late as possible. The Tosfos is saying, Lemaisa in this case, there is a Chazaka de Meikara in play, Chazaka de Meikara of Cheskes Muberes, even though now it's Yalda, but Hashdu with Yalda, I should assume that the Bashas Kinyan, it was still Muberes, that would militate in the favor of the Lokeach. Lokeach should get the Vlad. So Tosfos said, now it's coming back. So what was Tosfos' kasha? Why do I need sumchit? I have a problem. The Mishnah is ignoring Cheskes Marakam. Mishnah says Yachloku rather than saying Mocher wins. The Gemara wants to. How do you deal with that? Why is the Mishnah ignoring Cheskes Marakam? So what? The only teretz the Gemara could come up with is the Mishnah follows Simchus, which number one is limiting to only some Tanam, and number two is Akiva said not only limiting to some Tanam, but it's a Tana who, according to Tosas at least, we don't paskin like. So why do you give such a dachak to teretz? Say pashut. No one's going to hold Cheskes Marakam here because it's Chazaka mul Chazaka, because one against the other. That is a lechura, a very strong kasha. The Tosa says something remarkably mysterious, which is, well, Yesh lomar decheskes marakama chashiva tvei. Cheskes marakama is more chashiva. What does that mean? You told me I have a chazaka against chazaka. I said, no, the answer is this one's more chashuv. What's prah? So you guys already saw something that hopefully got you thinking, but let's go step by step. So you saw that the ktsos, the two holy brothers, and Baruch Shem and Jewish history, there's many, many millions of holy brothers, two particular brothers about whom remarkable stories are told in their youth, about the degree of Mesiris Nefesh to learning. We were talking the other day about Rabbi Ephraim Waxman's story song about the two brothers. The two brothers who, even as children, their parents were Mosa Nefesh in the extreme to enable them to learn. It says in the front page of the Ktsos that he was Arileh ben Yosef. So whoever this Yosef was, he was a remarkably Moser Nefesh for his children to be able to learn Torah, even in the face of extreme, excruciating poverty. And Baruch Hashem, the investment paid off richly. So the more famous of the brothers is Rabbi Aryeh HaKohen. I think the last name was Heller. I don't hear it too often, but I think it was Rabbi Aryeh Heller is the Ktsos. And his brother, Yehuda Heller, Yehuda HaKohen Heller, as the author of the smaller sefer called the Kuntres HaSvekas. Now, the just to know what the Svarim are, because you hear these names thrown about. So the Ktsos HaChoshen, is a sefer, a running commentary written on the Shulchan Aruch. Usually, when we enter this Thursday, we're going to get started with our Halacha B'in Limud, and we'll start to get comfortable with the page of Shulchan Aruch. And usually, you open up a Shulchan Aruch, you have a Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah. Then you have in Gemara position, then you have in Rashi and Tosis position, some of the classical Mefarshim, depending on which part of Shulchan Aruch, the Shach, the Taz, the Magen Avram, Chalkas Mechokeg, Beis Shmuel. And then along the, there are so many Mefarshim that unlike in the pages of Gemara, you have more Noseh came along the bottom. The Bar Heitev and the Be'er Agrar and Bekiva Eger and so forth. The Chachuvah. So let's say in Arachayim, the Chafetz Chaim wrote his own parish on Shulchan Aruch Arachayim and reprinted an edition of Shulchan Aruch where he left off most of the Mefarshim and instead put in his own Perushim. The Mishnah Berurah, the Be'er Halacha, the Shaar Tzion. He kept a few of the classical Perushim. You have Shulchan Aruch and Ramah on top, and then you have Perushim on the bottom, new Perushim on the bottom. The same is true. The Ketzos, HaChoshen, is a running commentary on Shulchan Aruch, Choshen, Mishpat. Choshen, Mishpat is that section of Shulchan Aruch that deals with Dini Mamanus, Bavakam, Bavatiyam, Bavabasra, Sanhedrin. And the Ketzos wrote, so if you open up the big Shulchan Aruch, they do have the Ketzos and his peer and Bar Plukta, the one he always argues with, the Nesivos, along the bottom in teeny, teeny, tiny letters. And then they often also, even before the advent of new digitized printing, I think it was already an old minig, to also publish a separate Ketzos HaChoshen, sort of like the Mishnah Berurah. You get Shulchan Aruch in the middle, and just the Ksos in larger letters without all the other Mefarshim around the side. So that's the Sefer that he's most famous for and for which he's usually Rabbi Aryeh Cohen Heller is referred to as the Ksos. And you'll notice the pun, by the way, that the Ksos is the Nesivos, the full name is Ksos HaChoshen and Nesivos HaMishpat, because they both wrote Perushim on that section of Shulchan Aruch referred to as the Choshen Mishpat. name for the choshen of the Kohen Gadol. So the Ketzos HaChoshen is the Pesukim referred to Tzava, the edges of the Choshen. Okay. He's saying, I'm not Shulchan Aruch. No, I'm going to be up on the corners of the Choshen Mishpah. I'll add a little bit on the corners. He adds, Baruch Hashem, plenty. But in his youth, before the Ketzos HaChoshen wrote a commentary on all of Choshen Mishpah, he wrote when he was much younger a sefer called Shev Shmaitzah. Or if you really want to be grammatical, it'll be Shev Shmatasa. But you should know that's how you pronounce it. And you probably want to say Shev Shmaitzah. I think that's what Yitzchak Frank quotes in the introduction to one of the, to his, either to the dictionary or to the grammar that he wrote. He quotes his, says, Rabbi Umori, Rabbi Dr. Michael Bernstein used to say, you have to know how to pronounce things correctly, but you don't actually use that. You know, you should know that grammatically it's Lema Baha Kamipalge. You should know that. But when you're learning Gemara, you should say Lein Ba'al Kamiflagi. You should know that Shev Shmatasa. The Gemara talks in one place about seven Shmuos, seven halachas. Shev, Aramaic for Sheva, seven Shmuos. So it was meant to be a very humble name, as though he's just writing it for seven dinim. He wrote a fantastic sefer on much of Taurus HaSveikus, dripping with bekit. Every one of those seven sections is like 15, 20, 30 prakim. But like, you know, he sort of downplays, oh, that's seven shmuels. Seven shmuels. Seven massive sha'arim. So, and then the Ksos wrote the Shev Shmaitzah when he was younger. That was just sort of an exposition on Rov and Chazaka and Cheskas Mamon and Edom and so on and so forth. And then, when he got older, he wrote the Ksos on the whole a running commentary, the whole Shulchan Aruch Choshen Mishpat. So in multiple places, he in his Ktzos, he references an idea that he already developed in Shev Shmaitzah. It's both in the Ktzos reference that's in this Ma'ar Makamos, Simen Tzadi Aleph. It's on Shulchan Aruch Choshen Mishpat, Simen Tzadi Aleph, as well as the one I mentioned in the previous Ma'ar Makamos, Simen Reish Pei. He's one of the ones in Reish Pei. He quotes the Trumas Hadeshin that we looked at. The Ktzot in both places sends you to what he wrote in Shev Shmaitzah, Gimel Chav Gimel, that's Shmaitzah Gimel Perek Chav Gimel, where he raised the following question, and in Tzadi Aleph, he raised in the context of a particular Machlokas Rambam and Shach, how to read a Sugya in Masechah Shavuos, but the issue that emerges is what happens when you have the Shach develops the principle that we discussed outside last time, that Rov exists in the world of Dini Mamanis, it's just that Rov doesn't work against the Muchsuk. But if there is no Muchsuk, then of course you follow Rov. Okay. It's not a rule that Rov isn't a thing in Dini Mamanis. You can't be Motzi Maman, Min HaMuchsuk, Al Pi Rov. If there is no Muchsuk, then go ahead. Because then, of course, you follow Rov. How about if there's no Muchsuk, but there's a Marakam? Can you follow Rov against the Marakama? And then the Ksos, even based on the Shach, in some Tzadi Aleph, takes it a step further. How about if it's a Svek Sveka? That's a further discussion. A double suffix, the Ari Shon will indicate that a Svek Sveka is a similar concept to Rov. I think we touched on it a little bit before Yom Tov. Most options point to one way. So can you use Rov or Svek Sveka? You cannot use them against a muchzuk, we pass on like Shmuel against Rav. How about Marakam? How about Marakam? To take a look in the Ma'ar Makamos at the very end of the second to last paragraph in the Ksos, second to last paragraph that I copy and pasted here, the Inyan Dino Shaltosus, is Ayin Sham, take a look in the Shach and Simen Mitzadi Aleph. The Shach writes, Hachanami Gabichem, in this scenario they're discussing of the storekeeper, Ika Cheskes Marakama, there is Cheskes Marakama, Lo Mahani Ruba Vesveksveka. Rov does not work against the Cheskes Marakama. Sveksveka, on the assumption that it's a type of Rov, does not work against Cheskes Marakama. Then the Ksos says, with all due respect to the Shach, who lived more than 100 years before the Ksos, all due respect, I disagree. Besifri Shev Shmaitza Halesi, and I'm sorry, not Gimel Chav Gimel, Dalet Chav Dalet. Shmaita Dalet Perek Chav Dalet, I developed the concept that the lama hadla mahani ruba v'sekseke neged cheskas mamon, that's only cheskas mamon shu achshav muchzak. If you're a muchzak right now, so ain't halcha mamon acharov. Hamotzi mechader of araya. Because that's chazaka tuva. That's a very powerful chazak cheskas mamon. V'hu adifim mikol chazak. Cheskas mamon muchzak is better than all the other. That is better than all other types of chazaka. The heichas ain't achem have muchzak achshav. But in a scenario, no one's a muchzak. Just marakama. V'zeh shaper mahani ruba v'svek sveke neged cheskas marakama. Rove against the cheskas marakama. So says, sure, rove works. Why? He says, you should all have jumped down my throat. You all should have been yelling and screaming at me a gemara that we learned before Yom Tov. Which gemara? It's too quiet. Cheskas marakama versus rove. Ruva chazaka, ruva adiv. Kiddushin daf pei, based on the Mishnah in Taharas. Machlekes are made the chum. We pass that the chumim. Ruva chazaka, ruva adiv. So says the Ksos. That's exactly what you're talking about. Cheskas marakama. I mean, I know I owned it 3 hours ago, so chazaka says I still own it now. Versus a rove. It says, Kaimala Mechol Duchti, Ruba Vachazaka Ruba Adif. Mecheskas Mar Kamal Adif, Mecheskas Isish, I had Akshav, Shinol Asafik. Still Ruba Adif. Still Ruba Adif. He says, I don't understand. But Pashit. So the Ktsos said, I don't understand the Shach. The Shach said, you know, Rome doesn't work under the Mosek, and Rome doesn't work under the Marakam. Says the Ktsos, with all due respect to the Shach, what are you talking about? It's a Farishi Gemara. But the fact that that it belonged to you in the morning, so therefore it still belongs to you now, you have a Ruva Chazaka, Ruva Adit. Muchzak is special. The Chesed is Marakama. That's just Kiddush and Dapay, Ruva Chazaka, Ruva Adit. No. What's the Shach talking about, says the Ktsos. I disagree with the Shach. Comes his brother, or we could use a comment of his brother, the Kuntras Asvekas, to defend the Shach and to make sense of many things, including our Sugya. The Kuntras Asvekas is talking. Kuntras Asvekas is a Shev Shmaitza type of work. It's a more general deal. He addresses different issues in the world of Svekos. That's why it's called the Kuntras Asvekas. It's a Kuntras all about, again, also he gives a very humble, a little Kuntras. It's an overwhelming sefer. It's a little kuntras, a little pamphlet about some issues in Suffolk. Halavai, we should all be zeichet to write such pamphlets. So kuntras hasekes, his opening issue in part one, klal aleph, is to deal with, klal aleph is dedicated to questions of hamotzi mechavel v'rayv. Suffolk mamon, you follow the muhsah. So he begins by talking about some questions, how do we paskin? I mentioned before, machlokes be shown how we paskin. That's how he opens. And then he begins to talk about, he says, in Os Gimel, he says, well, there's also a concept, in addition to muhsah, there's a concept of marakama. Let's talk about marakama. And then he finally comes in Os Hey, here you are, that's what you have in front of you. He says, where does this all come from? He asked the question that we posed before. Where did Marakama fall from? The Gemara just assumes Chesed Marakama, and it's untouchable. We're not willing to say, clearly you see from the Mishnah, no such thing. No. It's like a given. It's axiomatic that this Chesed Marakama, maybe Sumchus doesn't hold it. Where's it from? The Gemara doesn't take Habot Mechanel Varai is axiomatic. The Gemara in Bava Kama asks, where is it from? Mm-hmm. A Svara, a Pasuk, somewhere. Roidin is boning. Marakama minon dalzirim basra. Where does it come from? It says, Cheskas mama comes from the Svara. But Marakama, why is that such a Svara? Why do you assume that because someone owned it yesterday, therefore he gets it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and then he follows up with another question. Which is, he initially said, as his brother said, that the Chesed Marakama is an application of the principle of Chazak Gneikara. He says, that's too good. Now the needle turns. Initially, Sotu Trasekis begins by saying, I don't understand the Chacham at all. Where did Chasidus Marakam come from? And then once he has the Teretz is so good, how could Simchas disagree? It's based on Chazak and Mekara, Chul and Dafyur and Beis. Everyone agrees to Chazak. We never heard that Simchas doesn't hold of Cheskas Isser. So he says, I don't understand. Now you start thinking the way his brother does, that Cheskas Marakama is based on Chazak and Mekara. So no one disagrees. Heichan Matzino and Machlokes. There's a machlokas. How strong is Chesed Marakama? Does it apply against a rove or not? Machlokas remain the Chacham. But no one denies that Chesed Marakama exists and works. It's the question where it is in the hierarchy. So they said, what? Simchas doesn't hold Chesed Marakama. Chazak in Meikara? Everyone holds a Chazak in Meikara. Excuse me. No one denies Chazak in Meikara. Chulun Daf Yom Beis. Everyone holds a Chesed Yisr. So what does Simchas hold? So the Kutras Vekas gives two answers to that question. The first is a detail. Well, both answers are fundamental in different ways. The first answer, how could Simchas ignore Chazak and Meikara? The first answer we're going to soft pedal for now. The first answer deals with, as a matter of fact, let's leave the first answer. We're going to leave the first answer on the side for now. The first answer addresses Simchas, the strength of Simchas Shita Yachlok. Simchas Yachlok, Mamish, they're both like both Muchzuk, so that overwhelms Chazak and Meikar. We'll have to come back to that first answer. But while the first answer revolves around Simchas Shita of Yachloku, the second, because again, the Kasha is, why is Yachloku overwhelming Chazak and Meikara? What, Simchas doesn't hold Chazak and Meikara? So the first answer has to do with Yachloku. The second answer has to do with Cheskas Marakam. And he says, the second answer, Kedai to see inside, we did before, Efshar Od Lomar, a couple lines before the bottom. Cheskas Marakam, the Maman Lome Chazaka Kamaisa, the Bisura Asya. He says, maybe the answer is, Teretz number two, if Simchas doesn't hold of Cheskas Marakama, it must be that it's not based on Chazak and Meikara. Because Simchas holds a Chazak and Meikara. Why isn't it based on Chazak and Meikara? We do have a principle that Mimona Me Yisur Lo Yofinan. We don't necessarily always share halachic principles between different areas of halacha. Rav Shechter has a beautiful article. The Gemara every once in a while will say, Yisur Mimona Lo Yofinan, Isur Mituma Lo Yofinan, or Shechter has a beautiful article beginning of Eretz HaTzvi, based on a comment of the Talmid HaGra, to put those lines of Gemara, sort of weave them together into a coherent understanding that halacha is composed of several fields. There's the area of Isur V'Hetzer, and there's the area of Dinim Amanus, and the area of Tumah V'Tahara. And overall, it's one halacha. But each one of those three fields has its own internal logic, and you don't necessarily learn from one to the next. As the Gemara says, you don't necessarily learn dinim from Isser to Mammon, from Mammon to Isser, from Mammon to Tumah, and so forth, because each one has its own internal logic. So the Kunsh Lasveka says, Azoy, the Kunsh Lasveka says that Chazaka Dimei Kara, Kunsh Lasveka's old, does not apply at all in the world of Dinim Mammon. I want Cheskas Marakama. Cheskas Marakama is a new chiddush. It does look a little bit like Chazak and Meikara, but it's really a new chiddush. That chiddush is that the strongest muchzak is present possession. But there are other ways to drive and generate a status of muchzak as well. The second strongest way, according to Chachamim, to give someone the status of the muchzak is the fact that he owned it yesterday. So if someone has present possession, that's the strongest way to deem someone a Muslim. But if no one has present possession, so then whoever owned it yesterday has the status of a Muslim. And just to explain the idea, drop, we'll finish it tomorrow. The Kunz HaSekas would argue that Rove against Cheskas Marakama wins. Because Cheskas Marakama is a type of Muslim. And we hold that Rove loses Hamotzi Mechaveira all of Harai. Rove is not sufficient to be Motzi from a Muchzak. The Kunsh Tzvekas holds the Cheses Marakama is a type of Muchzakas. While his brother, the Ktsos, held no. Chesed Marakama is just an application of Chazaka de Meikara in the world of Mammon, and therefore it loses. Muchzak wins against Rav. Chazaka de Meikara loses against Rav. So the Ketzos thinks that Chesed Marakama, being a type of Chazaka de Meikara, loses to Rav. While the Shach presumably followed the Kunshas Sveikas, that no, Chesed Marakama is a type of Muchzak, and therefore it overpowers Rav. There's more to say about this. We will complete this. We'll have it tomorrow.